Hello, remote friends. The information from this podcast is rich with remote support, but it's even more important that you go from information to application to get the best results possible. Remote work is here to stay, and we want to help you on your way. So let us know how we can support you even more by visiting remotepathways.com. There you will find a quick link to talk with us directly. Reach out to Jen for all your teamwork, leadership, coaching, and facilitation needs. And reach out to Michelle for developing a healthy, sustainable rhythm of life through spiritual practices, 90-day projects, and simple structures to support your remote working journey. Until we connect, thank you for listening. It's such an honor going remote together with you.
Let's explore the remote world. Together we'll discover the people, places, and pathways to working remotely. We'll engage in great conversations, share tips and valuable resources, and connect you with voices from the field. Let's go remote together.
Welcome, everyone. It is another episode here at the Remote Pathways podcast. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jen. Thanks for asking. And I'm grateful to introduce our guest for this episode, Clark Jacobs. We had the pleasure of meeting Clark from the Running Remote Conference. We offered a complimentary coaching call after that event, and one of the great conversations we had was with Clark. Now, a little bit about Clark. Clark is the co-founder and CEO of FlexDesk, which is a platform for remote workers to discover and book a desk or private office by the day. You can think of FlexDesk as Airbnb for workspace. Clark has worked remotely for nearly 5 years and empathizes with others that don't always want to work from home. So Clark, welcome to the Remote Pathways podcast. We're so glad you've joined us today.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Jennifer. Great to be here. Michelle, like you said, I enjoyed our conversation after the Running Remote Conference, and I certainly feel like my perspective about remote work is somewhat different, maybe contrarian in the moment, but hopefully a healthy one to round out the way that all of us in this new world are beginning to understand what it looks like to truly be remote and what we could do about it going forward into this new normal.
Absolutely. And yeah, I enjoyed our conversation so much, and I could hear so much of the insight and wisdom that you had to share with our listeners. So I just called Jen and said, hey, let's invite Clark on the podcast. And she couldn't wait. So again, glad you've joined us. So we want to dive right into these waters. Go ahead and let our listeners know what drew you or brought you to remote work.
I first started working remotely at my prior company. Before starting FlexDesk, I was working at a startup based in Austin. And I had the privilege, I would say, of going down to Austin fairly regularly to work in person, but at least 1 to 2 days out of the week, if not entire week-long stretches, I would work, as we call, remotely. And I think what's really interesting about that experience is while I was working remotely, I wasn't always working from home. And you hear a lot of the Zoom fatigue and a lot of the work from home fatigue and a lot of now, as we say, remote fatigue. But what I was drawn to with remote work is I had the privilege of going to Austin and seeing my colleagues in person when it made sense. And also in those time periods when I wasn't in person, I had the privilege of working in that environment that made me most productive, made me happiest and most fulfilled in that moment. And oftentimes that was work from home. But I will be the very first to say that sometimes was not work from home. Ironically, we had internet issues just before I joined this call. That's certainly a reason to get out of the house. But otherwise, I just enjoy people. I enjoy being in coffee shops. I enjoy being in productive environments. I enjoy going into co-working spaces and being around people that are invigorating and spaces that are inspiring. And that really drew me to remote work is that it wasn't this either or. It wasn't this only work in the office because I have to put my booty in a seat 9 to 5. And it wasn't I'm only working from home 5 days a week and dealing with all of the distractions that come with it. But it's this fluidity that allows you to be in that environment and that moment working remotely, working virtual, that makes you most happy and productive.
Oh, I so love that. And I so appreciate that you have reminded us, Clark, of really what the roots of remote work have always been. You know, with some colleagues who just started working remote, you know, I talk about mobility and they're like, oh, mobility is so passe. But, you know, that's a really big part of what we have always had as a culture of remote work. It's that flexibility and, as you said, the fluidity. So tell us a little bit about what is important for you, you know, in your work right now, but also just as a remote professional. What are the elements that are important that help you be creative, to help you make an impact in your work?
I think what's really important first and foremost is that we continue to promote the benefits of remote allows for. And I think altogether, we as a society have been in this state long enough where we can appreciate those benefits. And looking ahead, we're beginning to ask ourselves the questions. We've had the in-office extreme. We've now had the work from home extreme. What is the remote extreme that is a combination of the two? And that's what's important to me, is that we don't lose sight of the true benefit that could come from this social experiment. And I really do truly believe that coming out of this, we will be healthier as a society. We will promote humanity. You know, if a dog walks into a conversation, by all means, the dog is welcome. And, you know, maybe there are times where the dog isn't quite welcome. But I think if it happens in the first place in a pre-COVID society, it just felt weird. And I firsthand recall some conversations where I was dialed in over Zoom and my colleagues were in person, and it didn't feel professional to have those home distractions or have the distractions of a somewhat loud coffee shop. And I think it's important to remove that pressure for perfection and professionalism at all times. I'm mostly excited, and I do see the importance of preserving a lot of what we've gone through the past, I guess, now 12 months, and begin to ask ourselves those questions. What of these things can we ensure that we preserve? And what of those things can we use as learning experiences to continue refining the way that remote work makes sense for everyone?
Mm, so well said. And I really appreciate that, because the pathway, as we say here at Remote Pathways, is always so different. Our experience, it's not a unidimensional experience. There are many ways and pathways to this work. So Michelle, what are you curious about? Where do we want to go next?
I just love the redefinition of professionalism, just remembering the people first. And what can we let go so that we can have these important conversations and be in this virtual space or in-person space or a hybrid of that? So I just appreciate your voice, Clark, into that. And can't wait to see how that continues to grow. That other thing that I think that I really appreciate what you just said is that you went to the possibility and the opportunity in the midst of all these challenges. You were able to see that right away. So thank you for bringing that to the surface. So in all that, right, promoting those benefits, like you mentioned, what do you absolutely love about working remotely?
Well, one of the things that I love about working remotely is it feels like a life hack to all of a sudden not choose this existential question and this existential decision of, is it work? Is it personal? What sacrifice is at the end of the day going to be made to set my priorities in line? And I personally felt this both as a son of parents who had to make those tough sacrifices. And then in the early stages of my career, sacrifices immensely that I made for work on a personal level. And I just don't believe that life is long enough to make such large scale decisions that have such sweeping impacts on the fulfillment off of a job, frankly, that 9 times out of 10 can be done from anywhere in the world. And I think there's such a beauty to this migration that's currently happening, where the shackles have been removed and people are no longer tethered to a current or existing location to say, my mother is not doing very well, I'm going to move back home and really cherish those moments with her. Or, you know what? We've always wanted to live in a ski town in Colorado. Why not go do that? I love that people are seeing this as a life hack, as a way of getting fulfillment out of work, of course. Find a career path that's exciting for you. Find a job that doesn't feel like a job. But at the same time, find a personal life that if you had no sacrifices to make, you could choose. And, you know, of course, we live in a world where sacrifices will always be made. But I think to circle it back to the beginning point, it's too short to give up on some really critical things on the personal side for something that can 9 times out of 10 be done virtually.
Fantastic. And I know, tell us a little bit about your work then, again, because I think this is where your current focus perhaps has emerged from, and finding that, I don't know if balance is the right word, but the flexibility, right? So that we have choice and are able to make the choices in the moment. Tell us a little bit about what you do right now, Clark.
Yeah, I think this is pretty related to the definition of remote work and the definition of work from home. It seems the biggest argument for going back into the office, or said differently, the biggest argument for keeping those sacrifices alive on the personal side, to be close to a physical office that your employer tells you to show up at, is that people miss the serendipity of human interaction. They miss the balance that comes from getting out of the house, the ability to escape distracting kids, or otherwise the ability to escape a really quiet household. And I think that there's a profound difference between escaping your house and living in a place because your colleagues are nearby. And so my hope is that we recognize you can not only live where you want, and that's first and foremost, but beyond that, you can also work how you want. Spotify is a company that has recently announced remote work going forward. And I think they did a great job of defining what they call work mode. There's the first stage of work wherever, and then there's the second stage of your work mode, whether that's home, whether that's a coffee shop, a co-working space, or some combination of the three. And that's where my line of work begins to enter, is it's one small sliver into how we can manage the work mode, assuming the employees and assuming we as people have the freedom of choice to live and work wherever. And so I run a platform called FlexDesk, which is, Michelle, as you so well described earlier on the show, it's essentially Airbnb for workspace. And so we will partner with these companies that are moving into fully remote and give their employees a way to get out of the house when it makes sense for them. And practically what that means is they can discover and book a desk or private office by the day. And our hope is that these stipends or these benefits per se end up becoming a necessary part of the employee experience for practically every company, where the very first question in an employee recruiting process is, great, I'm assuming I can work and live wherever. That I hope would be a non-starter for most companies. But beyond that, what type of resources are you providing to set up a home office well, to get out of the house when it makes sense for me? And that FlexDesk would just be one potential solution to that second question.
I love that, Clark. And again, just to clarify, so obviously as employees, that would be such an important element. Again, I'm in Canada. It's always every country has a little bit of a different take on this too. One thing we've been seeing here is actually a dramatic shift to our rural areas, because we have such vast expanses. They don't want to be in the city. For decades, people have flocked to the city. So how about micro business and small business? Like, again, can small businesses say, as an added perk, hey, you know, we've got a team of five, and, you know, can we partner with you to make sure that our team members get desk space? Or is it like, as a solopreneur, could we go and book with you? How does your service work?
Totally. The easy answer is to say both. And that is the truthful one, as the namesake may suggest. FlexDesk is flexible by nature. I would say the two primary types of people that are excited about our product are firstly, as you mentioned, small teams that may or may not be co-located. To say we have 5 employees living in Austin, Texas, and you know what, 4 days out of the week, let's let them work virtually, and they can use FlexDesk as an individual to find their own desk space for the day or private office for the day. And then that one day out of the week, we as a team will use FlexDesk to get together, and we'll have that serendipitous in-person collaboration, water cooler conversations, culture, team building exercises, and so forth. That's probably the most common use case are for those teams that 4 days a week use it on their own and one day a week get together in person. But we do work with plenty of solopreneurs. We do work with plenty of people that are viewing FlexDesk as an alternative to an expensive and somewhat inflexible co-working on a monthly basis to say, if I only need to use something 2 days out of the week, well, I don't get why I would want an all access pass if I can save money as a solopreneur myself to spend it when I use it and not spend it when I don't use it. And it's funny because we're so used to in other industries spending money for an airline ticket when we use that airline and spending money on a hotel room when we use a hotel room. And I might just ask the question, why wouldn't we view that in the exact same way as spending money on co-working space or desk space when we use it?
Yeah. I think back to the original purpose of mobility, right? I've been in the remote space for many decades, and the ability to work one day in Toronto, the next day in LA, the next day in Shanghai has been a reality for many of us. But like, if you could actually say, you know what, I don't need to just stay in my hotel room. I want to take it out on the streets. I want to explore and, oh, I need a really good internet connection, or I need, you know, like copying facilities or something. And I want to connect with people. What a great alternative. So tell us about, you know, your current size and where you're located.
We are located in the state of Texas, Austin, Dallas, and Houston, and pretty quickly growing from there. We launched in January of 2021, and our plan is to, over the next several months, continue to expand our solution into other markets as well, especially those that people are moving to. Earlier, Jennifer, you'd mentioned rural towns that people were moving to, or certainly suburbs. That are seeing an influx of people. I think work near home is a pretty key element to what we're trying to do. Commute times, as just another aside, are, I hope, a thing of the past, long commute times, that is. But I think the benefit of driving 5 to 7 minutes somewhere to get out of your house is probably worth the effort altogether to reap the benefits of having a really nice space that is productivity inducing. And so the markets that we're expanding to beyond the state of Texas as our initial pilot are certainly those that are really close to people, and oftentimes where existing office space has a void of. So it's a fun work in progress, but something that we'll certainly continue to do over the next several months and several years as this new normal settles in.
Yeah, I think it's a new, you know, definitely it's a reimagining of how we want to work. And it's not just the entrepreneurial sector now, but big organizations, small organizations are all like looking at different options and what's possible as we reconnect in the workspace.
So working with teams, we get to do seminars and half their team is in the office and the other half is working remote. But even the ones that are in the office, sometimes that open, wide open space can really create some challenges when you're trying to do something on Zoom. So actually having those spaces to disperse the team to come meet online, I can see how your service would be beneficial to that. Also, from the entrepreneurial side, like me, I host virtual retreats. And one of my things I say is get out of your house, find a great location that you can get away for the day and come join me for a virtual retreat. So I just love that opportunity. And I even love your tagline because it just expands the awareness, the perspective that you say your city is now your office. It's break out of the box of those four walls and go see what's possible. And I love that because that's also investing in the city around you, the community around you. So it drives the economy as well. So I just love all the multiple benefits that you're bringing with this great idea. And also, Clark, you're just a great example, again, of how there can be a challenging time. And now you've given birth to this great company that's going to benefit so many people. So now I'd like to travel over, if you don't mind, and tap into some of your strengths and insights. What are some of your favorite resources or tools that you use in the remote space?
I feel like I'm probably a run-of-the-mill remote worker when it comes to the tools I use. The obvious ones that I'll use every day is the Google Suite. I'm in 247. I love Notion. And of course, I love Slack and Flexdesk as a way to get out of the house. So I have to toss that shameless plug in.
Any quick favorite remote adventures that you want to share with us beyond what you've already shared?
One thing I mentioned earlier is I have seen and heard of quite a few people taking advantage of this remote work and the shackles being removed and going to places that are close to family or going to mountain towns to just make a fulfilling life out of remote work. And I've fortunately had adventures where both of those have happened together. My parents live in the mountains of Colorado, and I've spent quite a lot of time with them, and we'll take 90-minute lunch breaks to hit the slopes. And I think it's such a fun and small example of all of the creative ways people could take advantage of remote work and especially asynchronous work as well, if we aren't specifically tied to that 9-to-5, which I know we didn't dive into in this conversation, but could be a whole topic in itself to say, what if I work not only where it's most productive, but also when it's most productive for me? And for instance, I'm someone that is a bit of a night owl. I will always have that epiphany moment at 11 o'clock at night and just can't help myself but dive right in and begin working on it. I think the idea of spending time in a place and taking a 90-minute lunch break, whether it's to go skiing or whether it's to just spend time with family and working where and when it's most productive for you, gosh, that's just another life hack that I really think we have on the horizon. So that's a fun remote adventure I've had over quarantine.
Wow. I hope if companies are listening, you just gave voice to the heart of their employees. Not all of them, but some of them, this is exactly where they are. And if you're curious to know what's coming up and what people are desiring, you just nailed it. I have heard that countless times. So thank you for sharing that. And as we wrap up our time here together, we want to make sure that people are able to connect with you. So what is the best way to get in contact with you and what's your current offering?
Love to have a chat with people that share these passions as the three of us all do. You're more than welcome to email me. My email is clark@flexdesk.io. You're also welcome to check out our website, which is flexdesk.io. I'll also include a trial to any Flexdesk location for those that do reach out if they're interested in exploring what the new normal may look like to work from home when it's convenient and also have access to some space outside the home when the kids are distracting or when it's just time for that socially distant and safe human interaction.
Clark, I want to say a big thank you for this very invigorating conversation, a glimpse into where I think we will be next, right? Hopefully, should things continue on this pathway, remote work is going to continue to go back to more of a varied experience than we've had perhaps during the early 2021 period. So glad that we found ourselves in the big Running Remote space conference. So a big tip off to the Running Remote conference that always does such a great job. I'm glad you were able to connect with Michelle. And I want to say thanks for joining us today. Michelle, why don't you wrap us up?
Yeah, big thank you, Clark. Thank you for taking your time and space here to meet us on the Remote Pathways podcast. Again, everything that Clark mentioned today, be sure to check out remotepathways.com podcast guest page where we will have direct links to connect with Clark as well. So Until next time, see you on the remote road.